up and messages, that ain't what we doing. Yeah. Trapping around the world. Over the phone, dropping tears. I get more vulnerable than you feel. When you drunk, you tell me exactly how you feel.
Exactly what it is. Don't say it cause you know that's why I wanna hear. Early in the morning, late at night. It don't even matter what time it is.
Hello, this is Min Max, and you are listening to 91.5 WMF Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your DJ Stephanie. This is my first time in the studio, and that was Wake Up, Get Up, Get Out There from the Persona 5 soundtrack with the vocals by Lynn. I thought that this would be a good start to the show because there is no appropriate song to play at 2 a.m. Persona 5 just released on multiple platforms from the Nintendo Switch to the Xbox and PlayStation 5 and PC. So I thought I would play some music from that because the music from that game is banging. And talk some games a little bit, have some fun, you know? And by fun, I hope you know, that means that I will be the one having fun, and I just hope that you can enjoy listening to that.
Take off.
And that was Beneath the Mask with vocals also by Lynn. I have been told that when I am anxious that my voice becomes very quiet and kind of ASMR-y. So I hope that this is a pleasant tone for this time of night. So, let's talk video games. Persona 5 is a turn-based RPG with social simulation elements. You play as a high schooler on probation who navigates the world of quote-unquote rotten adults, which is not at all an awkward phrase that the game shoehorns into the script. Luckily, the script is perfectly executed by the extremely talented voice acting cast, both in Japanese and English, though I know some people will just cringe at the thought of daring to use the English dub. I will say, without any spoilers, the story of Persona 5, while maybe not the most inventive, is extremely immersive. You get to know the characters even if they become a little tropey, though I will say that your immersion with the characters, which I think is one of the better parts of the game, kind of falls off a little bit, if I'm being honest. Anyways, enough with words though. The next couple songs I have will be from the palaces, which are basically the dungeon crawling part of the game. And I hope you enjoy. This next one is Life Goes On from the Atlas Sound Team.
Thank you.
And that was When Mother Was There, also from the Atlas Sound team. The next couple of songs are going to have some words in it, so before we have some nice-sounding singing words, how about I give a PSA? There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from MatchingDonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, oh my gosh, the last song we heard was, as I said, a song from the dungeon parts of the game, which I feel is a perfect segue into talking about the combat. It's a turn-based RPG. It's not the most technically challenging combat, I will say, but there is a very fun twist to the normal rock, paper, scissors of type matching that a lot of other games have. There are one more where you can hit an enemy again, or you can swap off to another character in your party to hit the enemy. There are technicals where you can make use of status moves, which, you know, the only status that matters is dead, but, you know, if you want to be boring about it, you can make use of that instead. There are a couple strategies to it. I will say it's not the most mentally demanding game, but it is definitely fun to play around and mix around, especially with the game's titular thing, the personas. Your main character is able to control multiple different personas. I like to think about them as like like scarier humanoid Pokemon, basically. They each have their own movesets and abilities that you can customize your own. You can stick with the weakest persona from the beginning all the way to the end if you want, or you can skip all the way to the end and use the free DLC that comes with the newer re-release of Persona 5 Royal to just one-shot everything. However you want to play the game, I won't judge. Anyways, speaking of Persona 5 Royal, this next track, Colors Flying High, is from specifically the Persona 5 Royal soundtrack. It is played in the opening scene, and the artist is also Lin. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah. you know? Weren't you stopping? But you sure we got the clue how bad this we go? Don't you know? No more art. And as you look to the horizon, not a cloud, but then stormy weather's go too cold. Seems like it creeped up out of nowhere.
Take over, stop the movie down. Make over, stop, it's gonna fade away.
And that was Last Surprise and Takeover by Lynn. Now, I feel like I've been kind of iffy about my stance on the game. Let me get things straight. I am being harsher on it because I absolutely love this game. I have a PS4 that my cousin gave me, and I have only played Persona 5 Royal 1.5 times, and I bought it on the Switch. I'm gonna pick it up later today when the mailroom opens, and no one will be seeing me again until that game is finished. Midterms can take a backseat because I am a woman who understands priorities. Anyways, next I'm going to shift games just a little bit to the soundtrack of the Persona 5 Strikers game, because the soundtrack to that game is also pretty good and deserves some love. And also, I think this song is an absolute bop. So here's Keeper of Lust, Scramble Edition by Koei Tecmo Sound. And that was Tranquil Inn, also from Persona 5 Strikers by Koei Tecmo Sound, and Yaldabaoth from the original Persona 5 soundtrack by the Atlas Sound Team. This, before I introduce the next song, which I think is widely believed to be the best song on the soundtrack, and if not, a serious bop on the soundtrack, excuse my lack of vocabulary, I just wanted to say, would I recommend this game? Absolutely. The art is beautiful, the UI, which normally you wouldn't even pay attention to, I wouldn't, is gorgeous. The voice acting is great. I will say, if you are not a fan of lengthier, wordier games, or a fan of anime tropes, or a fan of turn-based RPG, I'm sure you could have guessed this game probably won't be for you. But even if you're a fan of just one of those things, I think it is a great play. You could just ignore all the stuff that you don't want to do. It's fine. And yeah, so this next song is Rivers in the Desert by Lin.
A chance to fulfill my mission.
Always is in a speechless. Remind us for here. gotta clear my head of anger and grief. A place to refresh heart and mind. Can I find some time?
Roll this bus, we shall proceed.
And that was I Believe by Lynn. And upcoming next will be the last song for my show tonight, Gentle Madman by the Atlas Sound Team. But before that, I want to thank anyone who's listening. Thank you for listening. And if you're not listening, what's the point? This was MinMax, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.